Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the name of the Lord. God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures forever. Praise God. I'm so glad you could join me today for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And before we begin, let's just take a moment to ask the Lord to meet your immediate and personal needs. Father, I just want to lift every listener. Father, you know the things that are on their heart. Lord, you know the burdens that they have been wrestling with. And Father, you said to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And so, Father, right now, by faith, I exhort and I pray, Lord, that those who are listening will be able to commit whatever they're dealing with into your hands with faith and praise, knowing that you are a loving God, that Jesus is our merciful and gracious high priest who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And Father, you are going to make a way. It is your will to bless your people, to lead us in the path of righteousness for your namesake. And so, Father, as many and as great as needs may be in individual lives, Father, they're not too much for you. And Father, we thank you that they can rest in faith and hope and trust and with expectation of what you are going to do. We thank you for it. And also, Lord, I bind doubt, I bind unbelief, I bind the wounds of the enemy that would bring up, well, you prayed before and nothing happened. You asked God for that and it never came. Father, I just rebuke lies of the enemy that would enter into their heart, into their spirits and minds. And Father, I thank you for that shield of faith which quenches every negative thought missile arrow that the enemy would bring in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, I hope that we will be able to have a sort of a fun and enjoyable time this week because we're actually going to be speaking about a very serious subject. But before we do that, and by way of introduction, let me share one verse of Scripture. That is Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I want to ask you, as you hear the Scripture, what does it mean to you? What is God telling us through the Holy Spirit? Well, obviously, we have been, by our new birth, created, born again by the precious Holy Spirit. We've been created in Christ Jesus. We're a new creature, and God has a purpose for our lives. Isn't that right? It says good works, and we are His workmanship. Now that, any word could have been used there. We're His children. We're His servants. We're His creation. Many different words could have been used, but workmanship implies something very special. It implies an artist, for example, who would be very proud of their workmanship, whatever the skill was, painting or drawing or sculpting. That requires, the very word implies care and forethought, as well as careful thought in the carrying out of the project, whether it's sculpting or painting. And so that's exactly, the Holy Spirit was very precise when He said workmanship, because we are all a work in progress. You ever seen that little, what is it, the little saying, you know, be patient with me, God is not finished with me yet? That's true. He's working on all of us. Now, that's just the first part. Okay, so we're together on that. We're same page, right? Something very special and very unique. I mean, true works of art, true works of art aren't duplicatable. I mean, the works of Michelangelo, there may be replicas, of course, but genuine works of art are very unique. They bear the fingerprints of the artist, and that can't be replicated. No artist sits down, for example, if he's a painter, would paint the same exact picture. I mean, he could attempt it, but it will never be exactly quite the same. So you are special, and I want you to understand that. And I don't care if you're just a brand new Christian or if you walk with the Lord for 40 or 50 years. God's not done with you yet. We're not done. That artistic process God's in the process of working on and achieving the perfection he desires, which is to be like Christ Jesus, with many kinds of good works. Isn't that right? And they're each specific to our own personality, our own calling. Well, I better stop because we'll never get through this verse. I haven't even, this is just to give you a beginning scripture. Okay, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, what does that speak to you about? That means, well, you're a new creature. You've been created in Christ Jesus. You're not just a new creature. You are his workmanship. You are his workmanship. Get that in your heart and mind. Something very special. And you've had a purpose. You are to do good works. But the great part about it is you don't have to scratch your head and try to figure out, okay, what can I be doing? God hath before ordained. Now that's the marvelous King James English, but in other words, he's predetermined, he's foreordained that those, that calling on your life, the fulfilling of God's plan in your life, that you, he's planned it, and that he is going to give you the knowledge as you seek him, that you will walk in that plan that God has established since before the creation of the world. He had his plan of salvation before the worlds existed. So, beloved, this is a plan. You are a project that it's been in God's heart for a very, very long time, before time began. Now, that just staggers our mind, but you see, he's God, and he can do, he not only can multitask, there's no end to his power, to his wisdom and knowledge. Our little feeble pea brain minds cannot grasp that. But aren't you glad you know the Lord and are serving him? Okay, so I said I was going to try to keep this on the light side, because what we're going to be talking about is God's will for your life. We're going to be talking about fulfilling your destiny. Doesn't even the very word is like, I don't know. Am I doing that? How can I do that? It sounds very serious, and it is very serious, because we must take knowing God's will for our lives as something very, very serious. You know, there's his good and permissive and his perfect will of God. Well, I trust each one of you. I think this broadcast attracts those who are really serious for God and really want to walk in all pleasing to him and want to be extraordinary Christians. I believe that's true because I think that's our heart's desire. We all want to be extraordinary in the way that God wants us to be extraordinary. We are our own. God broke the pattern when he made you. He broke the pattern when he made me. It's true. We're all so unique, and he just delights in that variety. You know, the world seeks to be, especially, you know, even our human mind, teenagers, they just want to be like their peer group. Isn't that the truth? Do you remember those days? Oh my goodness sakes, thank God you can grow past them. Sorry if any of young people are listening, but you'll feel the same way. Just, you know, give a few years, few decades. You don't know everything at 19. Trust me. I thought I did, and I didn't have a clue. Anyway, all right. So we're going to be talking about knowing God's will. And I'm thinking of a statement Brother Glass used to make in connection with this. He said something like to this effect, the perfect will of God is not revealed to those who just kind of sit down and fold their hands and then kind of wait for God to turn a light bulb on in their brain. Well, I mean, that may be a little humorous way. And of course, God does drop things in our spirits. I remember once a very important decision this ministry made. I was on a walk, and it was a very unique experience because normally you have these thoughts and you kind of go back and revisit them and you pray about them, and then there's confirmation. But that, it was just, I mean, it literally dropped in my spirit. It was very unique. And I knew that it was important, and I felt it was the will of God. I talked with Brother Glass, and he also concurred. So, yes, he does. He has, you know what? Let me just say this, preface it. He deals individually with each one of us. How he deals with me, and I'll be sharing a lot of my own personal experience so you can relate, that doesn't mean he's going to deal with you exactly the same way. Why? Because we all have different callings. We all have different places in the body of Christ. But you can be sure, just as he did it for me, he's no respecter of person, and he's going to do it for you. So if you really want to know the will of God for your life, first of all, even though I'm using levity and being lighthearted, you have to be completely serious in seeking to know his will, to know that he does have a plan. He's not just waiting for you to just come up with something. He has a plan for you that's tailor-made for your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and your interest, even your likes, those desires. He's put them there. So it's not a grievous, doesn't the word tell us that? His commandments are not grievous. His calling, it's not grievous. Oh, you might wrestle a little bit here and there, as I did, and I'll share that with you in subsequent broadcasts, but it is a joyous thing. It is what he wants, and trust me, there's nothing more fulfilling than walking in God's plan for your life and doing those good works that he's ordained for you. Hallelujah. And the second thing, not only does he want you to be serious, he wants you to know he is going to reveal that. He's not going to keep you in the dark. He's not hiding it from you. Because so often I think, you know, please pray for God's will for my life. And I mean, I'm not making light of that, because some people are really wrestling. They don't know. And it's an important decision in terms of a career choice, in terms of, you know, going into ministry or not. You know, when I say going into, we're all in ministry, beloved. Like it or not, you're called to minister, whatever that is, however it is, not necessarily maybe fivefold ministry. That doesn't mean it's a lesser calling by any means. So anyway, beloved, my time, I'm going, my goodness, I hope I can get this all done in a week. Otherwise, I'll do it. I'm just going to obey God. So anyway, I love you. I am praying for each and every one of you every day. I do. I pray for my UCM partners who listen, and even if they're not listening, and for my radio family. And I include you in my prayers. I do love you. And I do, as always, invite you to write. There's power in agreeing prayer. So many testimonies of it was just the word I needed to hear at the right moment. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.